Duke Ellington's Big Band Orchestra, live at Basin Street East, New York City, summer of 1964. Poems by Allen and Arlen Yount.
1. Inside the club. We got inside the club early, and Dad said, "Let's try and get a table," right in front of the band. He said, "We will hear and feel as though we are in the band. You won't believe this." We sat down at a table or two in the front row. It must have been 6 feet away from where the sax section would be.
Number 2, Duke plays. Duke's piano was just a couple of feet to our left. We were close indeed. All the musicians began to come out. When Duke came out to the piano, he gave a slight, sophisticated nod and bow before sitting down. At once he touched those ivory keys, as they say. You know for sure the melody he started was his theme song, Take the A Train, written by his great friend Billy Strayhorn.
3. Billy Strayhorn is introduced. Billy Strayhorn was invited out to the stage by Duke after he played Take the A Train. He gracefully acknowledged that Billy wrote the song. The two of them had written several other songs together. Take the A Train became the opener and the main theme song for the band.
Section 4, Johnny Hodges plays. Johnny Hodges played the lead alto sax, sounding so low with tones absolutely haunting. How could you play in one song, Solitude, deftly, desolate, and so softly delightful? The tone and expressions from his alto sax could be perceived as languishing in a lot of love, down in him for sure. And in the song Isfahan, a Far East tune, notes were gentle and as smooth as poured hot liquid gold, and bent just like he wanted them to bend.
5. Cat Anderson plays. Cat Anderson played first and lead trumpet. He could soar on high, screaming notes, as though floating them, up above the band and beyond, possibly higher than Mannard played, possibly higher than Miles himself.
Section 6, Paul Gonsalves plays. Paul was the second most popular player beside Johnny Hodges. Satin Doll was written by Duke and published in 1953. It would become, in just a few years, a jazz standard. Paul Gonsalves always played tenor sax on Satin Doll. He played it as an instrumental. How could Gonsalves go slower and with such great sound? He whispered his way through with what has defined the so smooth sound of Satin Doll.
7. Cootie Williams plays. Making his trumpet talk, using what was known as the growl and plunger style, especially with his song Minnie the Moocher, he knew how to make his trumpet really sound and talk so different.
Section 8, Harry Carney plays. Harry Carney was the main baritone sax player. He played with that circular breathing right in front of us. It seems he went on forever for several 16-bar blues. How did he do that? We saw no time that he took a breath. And we sat very close, just 6 feet away. By the way, amazing. It was absolutely amazing and sounded like the best Barry sax ever played.
9. When the concert was over, Dad and I walked out onto Basin Street after listening to 3 full sets. The jazz music was finally over. The silence hung on, as though the air around the band would not let us go. Dad said, "You play the trumpet, and I play tenor sax. We should join a big band, right now." I said, "For sure." You said, "Out of first thought, how about playing for Duke's big band, just the two of us, right now?"
Postscript. This poem is dedicated to Arlen Yount, my son, who moved back to Columbia, Missouri after my heart operation. He was the first one to show up that day and ask me what I wanted. I asked him, "Can you go out and get me a copy of Old Man and the Sea and read it to me?" This is also dedicated to my mother, Jane Yount, and my daughter, Anna Yount, who came to be by my side very early, and we held hands together. This is also dedicated to my wife, Jera Groman, and to Stacy Nays, Jarrah's daughter, who came to St. Louis to see me. It is also dedicated to my father, Thomas Yant, who played tenor sax and taught me how to play trumpet. We practiced every night together for years. Dad asked me once if he could play Benny Goodman's Let's Dance. I was amazed how he played perfectly, playing along to Goodman's LP.